Okay, I hope you're all doing well. What I'd like to do today is to continue the topic we started last week, as we're in the Parshios of Avraham Avinu, the nation building of the Jewish people. So we started exploring a section in Derech Hashem that takes these stories from just being stories about individuals and explains how metaphysically this is really the beginning, from a spiritual perspective, of the creation of the Jewish people. How exactly that works, how it is that it's not necessarily discriminating against non-Jews in terms of not having the opportunities that we have, but explaining how everything really started in a very just and fair way. Everyone had the same opportunity. We're all living in a post-Adam HaRishon sin world, and therefore we all have the opportunity to resuscitate ourselves and return back to the level of Adam HaRishon pre-sin. Avraham Avinu was the only individual that was worthy, deserving, based on his own efforts, of achieving such a level of being back at Adam HaRishon pre-sin in terms of his spiritual level and his spiritual destiny and potential, whereas the rest of the world, the individuals who were living at that time, were not deserving. And the Ramchal, we're going to pick up from here, he left off last week by saying that the Dor HaFlaga, the dispersion, when that took place, that was basically Hashem's way of ending that first time period of the Shorashim, of the roots of the world, and any individual that lived there became almost like a patriarch for his descendants afterwards. They're all rooted in the spiritual DNA that he had achieved at that point in time. So there's a specific point in time, it's like a timeout that's called a freeze, and then after that, whatever level you're at, your descendants now are going to carry that DNA in terms of your midos, your spiritual level, etc. Okay. So if you look over here, we'll continue where we were last week. Ve'omnam, nimtzo kulam lefi ha'mishmar el'yon ruim nishar b'madregas ha'noshis ha'shvila shi'yilo adam rishon kadosa v'pnei achit. So we said that everyone was at the level that they were at, of a post-Adam HaRishon sin world. V'lugvoa mizeklal, and they never were able to go higher than that. Ve'avam levado nivchar b'ma'asav v'nisala. Avraham Avinu was the only one who was able to elevate beyond that post-sin level. The Nikmali was Ilan Me'ula Vikar, and he was established to be a precious and high-level tree. So tree, obviously, it's a spiritual connotation of a fountain for later descendants. Kfi Mitzir Sanoshius Madrigas Elyona. So Adam HaRishon, his level of humanity is able to be the humanity of Adam HaRishon pre-sin. So when we say that we're racist, that we think that Jews are fundamentally of a different race, it's not completely untrue in the sense that there's a human being type A, and there's a human being post-sin that was penetrated with the corruption, with the tumah of sin. Adam HaRishon, by dint of the fact that he was chosen, he was selected because of his actions, so he was able to go back to a humanity of pre-sin. And therefore the branches that would emerge from him are going to go in accordance with the spiritual level that he achieved. So then the world was split up into the 70 nations, the 70 foundational entities of the non-Jewish world. Each one of their own level, right? They're all different. So what they all have in common is that they are all post-Adam HaRishon sin individuals. And the Jewish people resulting from Avraham Avinu are basically a Adam HaRishon pre-sin human. So they're different types of human beings completely. So as we said, at that point in time, the door was closed, right? And then becomes the consequential descendants that come through the branches, called achas lafi inyanu, each one in accordance with their spiritual level and law. Right, this is where we finished up last week. So you know, if you looked at a human being right now, they look very similar to what they existed before. If you looked at a human being pre the dispersion, pre the haflaga, so they were at the level of shorashim. They were the roots. And everything emerged as a result of that. But the two human beings, both 6 feet standing next to each other, they're completely different entities. One was a root human being and one was a branch. And now we're still in this branched reality. Okay. Now, Hashem's justice set it up like that. It set it up that Adam Rishon had the capacity to reach a very high level before he sinned. After he sinned, Hashem allowed the capacity that anyone who deserved it would be willing to go back to Adam Rishon pre-sin human being level. Now he says, Merov Tuvo, and every single word the Ramchal tells you in his introduction, Derech Hashem is carefully selected. Every single word he tells you this. Merov Tuvo v'chaz v'ispach, out of his tov and out of his chesed, Gazer v'nasan makom afim la'anfei sh'umos. Hashem created a place that even the branches, the descendants of the other nations, should b'chirasam ma'asem ya'akur atzam mishorsham, through their own actions, through their own free will, they could remove themselves from these roots, v'yuchlu ba'anafal shel Avraham Avinu im yirtzu, and they could connect themselves to the branches of Avraham Avinu. So even though you're stuck as a Maliki or somebody else, in theory, at that point in time, you can still remove yourself and connect yourself still to the branch, the spiritual tree of Avraham Avinu. This is the metaphysical significance. What does it mean that Avraham is the Av for the Gabriel? Right? The nations of the world are blessed through you. What that means to say is they can still, you have this broad overextending capacity that even though they don't emerge from you, they could still disconnect and come to you. But if they don't put forth effort, it doesn't happen on its own. Each individual stays under their family tree, basically, unless they were to conscientiously remove themselves.
Is this person's camera on?
So the same way we have to know that we said that these human beings, it's at the root level, at the branch level. Can call Elam the Elam b'fnei atzmo, yibachnu enough marshiim, within the branches themselves, you have higher level branches, shemahem mishachem mitzpartim kol shar partim, that everything's going to come after that. So you're going to have within the subsection, there'll be heads of the subheading, and then the details that come after that. V'omam anfei lanu shal marino, amashalom kolim, hinei ad shishim ribel. So Amarino had, in terms of the fundamental leaders in terms of the spiritual sources for Avraham Avinu's descendants break down into 600,000 to be the heads of those further branches. Shehem Osam Shiyatsu Mimitzrayim. Vinasas Mem Ume Israelis. The Jewish nation is coming from this number of 600,000, which are the heads, the roots, the heads of these branches. Ulahem Nechakayat Yisrael. So it's a very interesting. Yes, 600,000 being the key number of leaving Mitzrayim, 600,000 being the key number of entering Eretz Yisrael, areas, maybe sections of Eretz Yisrael, etc. But Kol Abayim Achrim, everyone that came after those 600,000, Nechshavim Pratim L'Toldos HaKol Ne'ele. They're all details in terms of they're coming after these heads of the branches. To them the Torah was given. So that's the tree kind of reaching its fullness. That's achieved at the time of Matan Torah, when Avraham Avinu's tree has manifested itself in terms of the head parts of the branches developing. So the nations of the world, keep in mind, how many tribes did they have? So first they were part of Adam HaRishon and he sinned. Then they were descendants of Adam HaRishon and Avraham Avinu made it, but they didn't. Then post Avraham Avinu, Hashem gave them a chance. And he gave them a chance as a nation beforehand. After they could still connect themselves to Avraham Avinu. Now look at this. Shetala dinam od Avraham Matan Torah. They had the chance until Matan Torah. Vehechzira Torah akulam shikamluas. There seems to be an additional effort that's taking place here. Not just like by Avraham, the Nevrechu b'chakola, that everyone could connect themselves to Avraham. Now there's another attempt in the year 2448. At Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes over to each one of them. Shikablu, v'imei makavlam atai, deni emshalim shital majagasim ha-shvila. If they would have accepted that offer, then they would have been able to emerge out of their low level. Some of the Mepharshim point out, by the way, he doesn't say they'd be at a very high level, right? It's not the case that Hashem makes it that if you join at level 1 or at level 2 or at level 3, either way, you're part of the same grouping. No. Your spiritual level, even in leaving the Umos HaOlam, is determined a little bit at how early you came on. So the Jewish people that came on very early, obviously, were the chosen nation. If somebody would have come after that, the Mefarshim have a number of rayas to show that they wouldn't be as special as the chosen nation, the Jewish people, but they would still be under the larger umbrella of the influence of Avraham Avinu. And now, this last grouping, they wouldn't even get that close, but they would still have removed themselves from the low post-sin Adam HaRishon humanity. So it's a different level that they would have achieved if not, they wouldn't all of a sudden become Jews, right? We suffered in Mitzrayim. We're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. It's not like right now, Matan Torah, if they would have accepted it, boom, they would have been the same thing as the Jewish people. That makes you wonder, like, how's that fair? How does that work out? You're going to snap your fingers and after 1,000 years, join the, I mean, 1,000 years, at least 50 years, maybe, 1948 to 2448. To join, it doesn't exactly work like that. So the Mefarshim there explained that they would achieve a spiritual level above the nations of the world, but not quite anywhere close to the Jewish people. The Kamen Shalorotzo as Migmar Din Lagamar. Since they didn't want it, their judgment was closed off. The Nistam Ashar Bifneim Sitim Shelo Psicha. That's it. The door is closed. No more opening the door. As a nation, there's no more getting back. Nothing but for them. Now, each individual convert can get up and say, "Shitzgayer be'atzmo," because of chirasa tachas Hashem Avinu. So a convert can still connect themselves to Hashem Avinu, but nobody else is able to as a nation. I'm just asking if you can please make sure to stay muted. It'd be very helpful. Thank you. So as a nation, the end point was Matan Torah, even individuals till this day still have the opportunity. By the way, just completely derech agav, what does it mean that Hashem went to each nation? Like, what does that actually mean? Like, there was a referendum, there was an election in America that they took 130 million people and they asked them, do you want the Torah, do you want the Torah? And there was for, and there was against, and there was commercials. Like, how exactly does this happen that Hashem asked each nation if they want to join or not? So the Rambam writes, actually, in one of his letters, he says, we don't find that Hashem went to the nations. It must be it's referring to the Navi. Each nation had a Navi of some sort, and Hashem communicated towards that Navi, who represented kind of that nation. But then the Mefarshim point out, the Zohar actually says that each nation we know has a Sar, has a spiritual representative in Shemayim. Now that Sar represents the cumulative will of each nation. So when it says Hashem went to each nation, it's not like in America, not America, in Mitzrayim, in wherever, all the people, everyone's discussing it, everyone's conscious and aware of it. What that means to say is Hashem communicates with the spiritual representative of that nation and taps into it. Is this something that would make sense that they would want this, that it's in accordance with their spiritual essence? And for each one, the obvious answer is no. So it's a different type of way of conceptualizing it. Just to give background in terms of what exactly that means. So just to be clear one more time, did the nations of the world have a fair option? Absolutely. They're part of Adam Rishon, he sinned. After that, until the Haflaga, everyone had a shot at it. Our forefather, Avraham Avinu, deserved going back to first level humanity. They were not deserving of it. Even after that, Hashem gave them another chance that they could connect themselves still to the branch of Avraham Avinu. Even after that, Hashem gave them a last ditch effort at Matan Torah still to remove themselves from that low level, and they were not willing to accept that. After that, as a nation, they've got no more chances. The door has been closed and sealed. As individuals, they could still each individually join the Jewish people. We're almost finished here. The point is not to destroy these nations, but the idea is that the natural consequence of Adam HaRishon sinning and these nations never taking the opportunity to restore themselves is that they are forever on this lower level. Right? This is a level of humanity that's basically a b'dieved type level, that were Adam HaRishon not to have sinned, they wouldn't have materialized. Adam HaRishon, that we're all embedded in him, right? He's not just like some guy and like we're different people, but our spiritual identities are linked towards his, so we're kind of suffering those consequences, or at least the nations of the world suffering their consequences. Since they still are human, though, even though it's a lower level humanity, he wanted them to have something similar, comparable in some way, shape, or form, comparable on a much lower level, to proper level of humanity in its high form and what it was meant to be. They should have a soul, a form that's somewhat similar to the souls of the Jewish people. Even though it's not anywhere remotely close to the spiritual level of a soul of a Jew, they still, as human beings, do have souls. The Olam Mitzos, they have obligations also. A mitzvah, you're able to, it's currency, you're able to achieve physical, spiritual gain of some sort. Each one according to what level they're at. That's the seven mitzvos penach. Right? This isn't just a after the fact that some scrambling to figure out what to do with these people, but this was part of the playbook. The playbook, when Adam Rishon gets to this world and has a mitzvah and has responsibilities, is that like basically there are consequences to your actions. This is the playbook. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, this is already set up in advance. Okay. When you look at the world to come, there is no nations. Any other nations have no chilek olam haba. There's no room for any other nation. Olam haba. Olam haba only is for Adam Rishon pre-sin identity. So if you're a post-Adam Rishon sin, then there's no room for that nation. But what about righteous Gentiles? So a nefesh, chassidim umusa olam, yinatim mitzias bebchina nosefes v'nispachas al Yisrael atzmam. As individuals, there is a role for them to play. Bebchina nosefes, as an ena v'nispachas, and completely secondary to the Jew that's there. The same way as a human being, we have clothes that are on us, but that's not who we are. That's just a very, very, not even secondary, right? It's something which is completely ancillary to ourselves. That is just the capacity, that's the highest reach they can get. No matter how righteous they are, just the nature of their spiritual makeup is such that, like, that's the ceiling. That's the high point you can get with that spiritual makeup. And this is really where it connects back to that end of Parshas Noach, coming full circle here. So at that point in time, when the nations of the world were when Adam Rishon was selected and the nations of the world were spread out, this is what we said, that Hashem put 70 spiritual ministers, Besugam Balachi, right? They're like angelic. They are responsible for these nations. Umashkifim alayim, they oversee them. Umashkifim alayim, and they are involved in their matters. Vusprachman loyashkiach alayim, ela beashkacha kolis. Hashem does not get involved in them, aside for in general terms. Vasar, hu yashkiach alayim beashkacha patis. It's their sar. We are living in the United States of America. Unless Pesach is with us here at Tikkun Kol Chatzos over there in Yerushalayim. Right? So we're all under this, the hashkacha pratis of the sar of America. Right? The koch shemasa v'lema baruch hu azeh. We only with the capacity, obviously, that Hashem gave him. Right? There's no avodah zara anybody should perform. They are just ministers that are doing Hashem's will. They're part of like Hashem's government. I always wonder, I mentioned this maybe in the past, I don't know if you've heard me mention this, I always wonder when the American Revolution took place, so at the time, the colonies weren't really a unified entity. Right? The United, for those who are familiar, the United States of America, particularly the initial articles that were there, it wasn't meant to be one full nation per se. It was separate colonies that were fighting together. So you wonder, like, how that works on a spiritual level. Like, on a spiritual level, was it initially part of some British Tsar, and then there was the creation of an American Tsar that came, and they were separate entities, and they were fighting each other? Like, how exactly does this work? Like, at what point in America right now do we have two Tsars because you have such a divide in the country? So something very interesting to explore happens to be where Moshe David Wally, the Talmud Chaver of the Ramchal, describes how nations change their languages. That's actually a function. The culture, the language changes that you see within a nation is part of the changing of the guard on a spiritual level. right? Some sources, I think, believe the Zohar talks about how when a new power came, it was a new spiritual representative that represented. So you have lots of changes going on in higher worlds that what we're seeing here is kind of the trickle-down effect. So it makes you wonder kind of what's going on in Shemayim right now, and it's not clear what direction the nation's taking in terms of on the spiritual level, what's really happening there. But don't get theologically concerned to think that because they are the Sarim, that means Hashem is not aware of anything that's happening or not in charge. This is very important. He doesn't get involved in their details. He does everything through the intermediaries. You'll explain, understand this more. So this actually is a very interesting topic, and that's why there are actually some sources that speak about the fact that when you perform mitzvos in a land outside of Eretz Yisrael, in some way, shape, or form, the Gemara Chulin said, Yisrael Ovdim Avodah Zarah B'Tara. Then Jews that are in Chutz La'aretz are worshiping Avodah Zarah in Tara. The Mefarshim say it's because they're doing mitzvos. When you do mitzvos, you're bringing spiritual power, and this Sar is getting some of it. You enrich the Sar in some way, shape, or form. So it's one of the reasons why there's a Tumas Eretz Amnim. Let's stop right now.